Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for a day of your grace. We ask your Spirit to continue to work in us, to mold us, grow us into the person, the people you want us to be that reflect your love and your grace and continue to grow in that love and grace throughout our lives. Bless the sharing of your word this morning as we do it in Jesus' name. Amen. You have some message notes to follow along with today's message. We'll be looking at the end of Mark chapter 4. Dear friends in Christ, and especially Alicia and Jess and Mikhaili, on this special day where we get to celebrate with you what God has done in your heart for not just a day, but really what he's been doing for a lifetime. And sometimes in life where you pause and reflect back, you realize there has been a lot of change and a lot of growth. And maybe we don't really realize it until we pause and reflect on it. And so if each of you, if all of us would reflect back on the past years of our faith life and our connection to our Savior Jesus, I pray that we all can pause today and thank God for the work that he's done in our hearts and our lives and where he's brought us in faith. Whether just a few years old or many years old, it's really a lifelong process and growth. The strange teacher that we want to look at this morning that Jesus uses from a couple parables is a little seed. And those of you who have done any gardening, planted vegetables, etc., or anything that you started from a seed, you know that the seeds are very small, and it always amazes me that out of something so small can come something significant. We don't have a big garden, but right now there's a few carrots, and like you know, a carrot seed is like tiny. Like I get the ones in that little paper strip now because it like sorts them out, you know, spaces them apart. Seeds are small, but they have a lot of information that God has put in there to help them grow and to develop. And you can't really see it every day, right? You can't see a plant. You don't go outside and go, wow, that tree really grew today. But if you go out after a few weeks or a few months in the ground to grow your vegetables, and they get a little bit of water and some sun, and all of a sudden you're harvesting something from them. And you look back and you don't really stop to try and figure out how it happened. You just know it happened, and it happens gradually over time. So Jesus uses this picture of a seed to teach us some important life, faith life lessons. The first parable, I'm going to take them out of order as they come in the text, but they're each independent little parables. So a parable is a story, a little brief story that Jesus tells to teach us a spiritual truth. So the first one in Mark chapter 4, verse 30, Jesus says, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." So Jesus says, the kingdom of God, the gospel at work in our hearts, is like a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest of seeds. Let's just pause there for a minute. Unless you're planting a garden, you probably don't pause very long and take note of a seed. Right? By itself, it seems pretty insignificant. It's small. If you saw one you probably wouldn't stop to pick it up and go, oh, here's a little seed. We got to protect the little seed. It seems so insignificant. And Jesus is teaching us the first lesson that something small does seem insignificant. Something small seems insignificant. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like this mustard seed. It's the smallest of all the seeds. What is that in our faith life? Something small that seems insignificant. Maybe as you reflect today on our faith journey, I think of the day that you all were brought into God's family through the waters of baptism. August 15th, 2004, November 4th, 2002, 7th or 8th grade. Which seems so insignificant, right? A little bit of water, a little bit of God's word. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, probably over in about 2 minutes. You say, what could have any significance in a person's faith life for that little moment? It's so small. Or maybe you think as your children grow up and you spend a little bit of time in prayer, you spend a little bit of time in worship on a regular basis, you spend a little bit of time in conversation, and perhaps you look back and go, well, it wasn't a big deal, it was an hour of our life, or and all these little small things that by themselves maybe seem insignificant. And to be honest, sometimes it's perhaps easy to go, well, it's not a big deal. Right? It's not a big deal. We'll skip church this Sunday. It's not a big deal if I haven't read my Bible in a while. It's not a big deal. Fill in the blank. Because something that we deem as small and insignificant, it's easy just to pass by and not make it a priority. And just focus on the big things. But Jesus is teaching us in this lesson that, yes, the kingdom of heaven is like a small mustard seed, and that seems very insignificant. But he doesn't want us to treat the kingdom of God insignificantly. Because he teaches us also the second lesson from the mustard seed, something small grows significantly. He says this is the smallest of all the seeds, but yet it grows large enough for the birds to come and perch in it. Now, how did that happen? Perhaps you look back and go, well, you know, a little bit of water, a little bit of sun, etc. But it's all those little insignificant things that God piles up together to create and develop something of significance. So reflect on your faith life. And what are all the little seemingly insignificant things that God has put together to build something significant in your hearts, that you're willing today to profess publicly and say, this is my faith, this is my conviction, and with God's help, I'm going to stand by it, even if death should come my way, because I stand with my Savior. That's a strong conviction. But how did we get here? Because as God's Spirit loves to do, he loves to work in those small things day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. The little time you have in the Word, a confirmation lesson even when you're tired after school, a study at the end of a day, a devotion you read, prayer around the table. You see, all these things that by themselves might seem insignificant. And we may dismiss them, but God uses them to grow us. The scripture says in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You see, that's what God loves to do, to water our faith with his word. It's not a fire hose. It's not like something even I can take in 12 weeks, or I can take in a year of teaching. But it's a little rain of God's word regularly on your heart that God uses to grow and develop from little on, from the waters of baptism to where we are today, no matter what stage of life. And God does that because he loves you. And he wants your faith to grow and be strong, like that mustard tree in which the birds can come and rest. It's a lifelong thing. It isn't something we stop at today, but rather just build on from today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 7. This is the Apostle Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. You look around at the family that surrounds you, and I get to be your dad and pastor, or just your pastor. But God surrounds us. You look at the people sitting next to you and behind you, and you see generations that God has worked in. You may say, well, mom and dad planted the seed of faith and or the seed of the word in my heart, and God made it grow. Or aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and church family members, brothers and sisters in Christ, that God has put us together to help one another grow. But it's not any one of us. It's God using each one of us. That's the blessing of being part of a congregation, of a body of believers, because God uses us to plant and water seeds of faith all the time. And it's not us who are causing it to grow, but he uses us and privileges us to be part of that process. Neither he who plants or he who waters is anything, but only God who makes it grow. So maybe a day like today is also an opportunity just to think back and say, who are the people of faith that God has used in your life? Who either planted that seed or have nurtured it and watered it over the years? And maybe it's an opportunity to send them a text or a phone call this afternoon and say, thanks for being part of my faith life. God used you to grow my faith and my trust in him. Something small seems insignificant. Something small grows significantly. Then a second parable, Mark chapter 4, verse 26 and 29. Jesus also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. Here's the third lesson. Something significant comes from something small. In this parable, Jesus talks about here's what a seed does, and here's what God does as he develops our faith and our walk with him. And eventually, he's looking for the harvest, for that grain to be harvested. Now, what is the ultimate significance of that which God is doing in our hearts and lives? It's he wants to spend an eternity with us. He wants us to know Jesus as our Savior and hold on to that truth. I don't just want to spend a day together with you. I want to spend an eternity with you. And I know as young people, Satan doesn't go away after today. He doesn't say, oh, great, they were confirmed. I can't get them anymore. In fact, I think he goes to work harder. Because you have drawn the line and said, I'm with Jesus, and he doesn't like that. And he wants to pull you across. And he wants that seed to die and to miss out on the ultimate harvest in heaven. Growing in our faith and seeing what God does, there are lots of threats. Satan doesn't go away. He likes to consume us with the worries of this world. He likes to consume us with the humanistic teaching that's in our schools. He likes to get us to think that something or someone is more important than my walk of faith. He likes to get us to think that the things of this world are more important than the things of God, and I can wait with those, you know, I can get God later in my life. And Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a seed that grows and sprouts, and Jesus wants to come to harvest. That's Jesus' ultimate desire, and he's done everything for you, young people, for all of us, so that we have the privilege of spending an eternity with him. And that's what today is really a celebration of, is what God has done for each one of us in Christ. Something significant. You may say, well, it's just a guy dying on a cross that took a few hours on a Friday afternoon. What good could come of that? But the lesson from the seed tells us something significant comes from something small. And that small event of our Savior dying for us, and that small event of his resurrection, and the small event of him living a perfect life, and those day in, day out activities of our Savior Jesus bring about a significant reality for each one of us. And that's what my prayer is, God confirms in each of us today, that he renews and strengthens our heart and our trust in him, and realize that what he planted, has planted in baptism, and as the word is being used, that he's growing. We don't always see it happen, but don't dismiss the insignificant things, but realize each deposit of God's word is growing something significant. And that when we leave this earth, we have Jesus' promise, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. This is God's gift to you. This is the faith that you boldly profess. These are the lessons that God wants to teach us. From something small that seems so insignificant, something grows significantly. And from that something significant comes from something small. May God continue to work in each of your hearts, in your souls, a strengthening of your faith and conviction of your walk with your Savior, so that one day we don't just join here in church to celebrate a milestone of faith, we join in heaven to celebrate the glorious work of our Savior Jesus. Amen. May God's peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds, now and always, amen.